Good morning. We're up to the Mishnah on Yerom Beis. Ha'omer lachulin lachulin sha'ochelach. Rashi. Ha'omer l'chadero lochulin sha'ochelach. Some have the girsa lochulin, and some have the girsa lachulin with a patach means low. Based on that, the Mishnah Berurah means on Achronim that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you have to be medactic in the tefillah. You shouldn't say zochreinu lachaim, because the la with the patach has the kavon of lo. Says zochreinu lichaim. So ha'omer lachulin shocheloch lo kosher velo dochi tar v'tame noser pigel oser. All these things are like making a neder and a korban. Right, what I'm going to eat from you is not going to be like chulin. Means it'll be like a korban. It won't be kosher. Won't be tahor. And the Ran points out all of these could mean something else, but they're enough of a yad to lechumra mean a neder. So they're not going to be kosher, tahor. Dochi also means tahor. The Gemara will discuss why these lashonos are lashonos of korban. Tame noser pigul oser ki imra. Right, they're like sheep, kedirin, like what's it called? The places where you keep the sheep. What?
Enclosures.
Pens.
Enclosures.
Keetzim, keishim, kemizbeach, kehechal, kirushalayim, nader ve'echad mikol mishamshi amizbeach. Any of the kalim of the mizbeach also is a yad to a nether that implies a korban. Afal bishalo hisker korban. Hariz a nether b'korban. It's as if he said a nether and said it should be like a korban. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ha'omer Yerushalayim lomar klum. Yerushalayim doesn't have that connotation because Yerushalayim doesn't have any atzmius kedusha. And we'll see. The Gemara is going to discuss what Rabbi Yehuda holds. What you could say that use Yerushalayim and also be a nether. Rashi. Omer lechaveiro lo chulin shocholecha. Lehevi masha ochalacha ela korban lahavios means not going to be chulin, so what's it going to be? Korban. Osha omer lo kosher shochalacha, lo tohar shochalacha, osha omer tome shochalacha, o noser, o pigul, the chol hani lushonos have a nether vasa. They're all yodos lunadorim. They're enough of a handle to imply as if you made a nether with a korban. Ki imra, shomer harele, ki imra, the mashma kevish to meet him, even though it can mean any sheep. But since you use it in the context of a nether, it's a yad le nether. Kedirim, kedir behemos shel korban, like the pens that they used to keep the behemos for korbanos. The ista amre kedir ho eitzim, place where they kept the wood for the mizbeach. Ke eitzim, mashma ke atzi amarocha. Wood over here means that in the context that you're saying it, wood for the mizbeach. Ki ishim ki isho shel mizbeach. On nader be'echad mikom mishamshe mizbeach beklei hamizbeach kemazreik or machte osur but also chayfet shenader but that thing that you said should be like a mazreik, should be like a what's it called, a machta or so on. It's like you said, the korban. Okay, we'll discuss how why all these things. Of course, they can mean a million other things too. The Gemara says savrua my lechulin. Savrua my lichulin, lo lichulin tahavi. It shouldn't be chulin. Ela a korban. So we infer from that, shouldn't be chulin, so what should it be? A korban. Money masnisa. So who does our Mishnah go like? Yerav Meir, Leslie, Michlau, Lava, Tashoma, Hain. Tisnan, Rav Meir, Omer, called Tznai, Sheno, Kitznai, Bnei God, Bnei Ruvain, Eno Tznai. Right, it's Machlokas and Kedushin. Whether we say Michlau Lav Atoshomeya Hain or Michlau Hain Atoshomeya Lav. Rav Meir learns from the Tanai of Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain that Moshe Rabbeinu had to specify. If you go to Eretz Israel, you'll get a chelik. And if not, you won't get a chelik. Right? It was obvious that if you won't, you won't get a chelik. Why do you have to specify it? Because we don't say Michlau Lav Atoshomeya Hain or vice versa, Michlau Hain Atoshomeya Lav. We don't say that the inference is obvious. You have to specify it. So same thing over here. We don't say that you say it's not going to be chulin, that it's as if you said it's going to be a korban. Right? You have to specify it. So it's not a nether. You didn't say the nether. Right? El Rabbi Yehuda he. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we do say michlal lava tashomeya hein, and he learns the Gemara, the psukim differently. that if it wouldn't be for the specification, I wouldn't say that you wouldn't get a chelek. Different ways I would understand the pasuk, what they would get and what they wouldn't get. So it had to be specified. But if it would just be a question of, if you do this, you get this, and if you don't do it, you don't get it, it would be obvious from the positive that the opposite would be the negative. So the Chora, what's it called? It goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that we do say Mechlal Lava Tashomeyahein. Rashi, Leslie Mechlal Lava Tashomeyahein. Gom b'masnisen, Mechlal de'omer lo lechulin, shamina minei ha'kor ben havi v'hachi osa. By saying it's not going to be chulin, it's just as if you said it's going to be a korban. Rav Meir Sover, de lo havi osa, elim kein omer b'feirish, lo chulin v'havi el korban. Rav Meir holds you have to specify. We don't infer from one to the other. De lo mashmalei mechlal lo chulin ata shomea korban. Tishnah Maseches Kedushin, Meperek HaOmer, Rav Meir Omer Kol Tznai Sheinu Ketznai Bei God Bnei Ruvein Enu Tznai. Tichsiv Hayomer Aleihem Moshe Im Yavru Bnei God Bnei Ruvein Itchem. The Im Lo Yavru, he had to be specified the opposite also. We didn't infer from what he said positive what would be the negative. Lo Nichtov, so you need a Tznai Kofel. Lo Nichtov Im Yavru, the Lo Tzorek Lemichtov El Im Lo Yavru, the Mashma Im Lo Yavru Venechzu Besochechem. Ha'im yavru nesatim lohem, right? Why do you have to say both? If they don't go, then they'll get a nachla in Eretz Yisrael. But if they do go, they'll get a nachla where they want it in Eber Hayarden. Ha'im yavru nesatim lohem. Ela lohachi itzrich lemikdav v'tarvayu. Delo amrin mechlalav atashamayahein. Umasnisin k'toni osur demichlola lo lechul in shamina korban. The Mishnah's mashma you do infer. And it's as if you said the opposite. Ela masnisin Rabbi Yehudahi. The Islay Mechlal Lava Tashomeya Hein, the Leslay Tznai Kofel. He doesn't hold you need a Tznai Kofel. He holds you can infer one from the other. Zemara says, Eima Seifa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'omer Yerushalayim Lomar Klum. Me the Seifa Rabbi Yehuda Reishalav Rabbi Yehuda Hi. The Chora, since the Seifa comes and says that it's Betheirish Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmala came before this, is not Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So Zemara says, no. Kulo Rabbi Yehuda Hi. The whole mission is Rabbi Yehuda. V'hachik tani, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha'omer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. Right? If he said Yerushalayim, that's not as if he said a korban. Mor says the chi omer ki Yerushalayim Rabbi Yehuda mi mitzer. Right? Even if he says mashma only Yerushalayim, but if he said ki Yerushalayim, then even Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's aser. Just Yerushalayim, not. The Vatanya of a Brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'omer Ki Yerushalayim Omer Klum. Even if you said Ki Yerushalayim, it's nothing. Right? So how can you say that the Sefer, what's it called, the Yerushalayim, Nachi Yodr Bedover HaKoreb Yerushalayim? You have to mention something that's a korban or an accessory to a korban, but not Stam Yerushalayim. So where it says Kula Rabbi Yehuda, you trade Tanoi Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. The whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds Ki Yerushalayim, according to the first Tana, would be good, but Yerushalayim not. And according to the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds even Ki Yerushalayim is not good. Rashi. Me'ema Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Omer Yerushalayim Lomer Klum. The Poligatana, the Le'el Minei, the Hainu Rabbi Meir, the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Umid the Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda, and since we see that Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Sefer, it must be that the Reisha is not Rabbi Yehuda, and it's Rabbi Meir. Right? How could it be Rabbi Meir? Right? Rabbi Meir holds that you don't say Mechlal Lava Tashomeya Hein, so why should Lo Chulin be a nether? Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda, Dim Kein Havi Reisha the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Umid Siyasa Rabbi Meir. Comes out that the Reisha and the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda in the middle is Rabbi Meir. That's it can be. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'omer Yerushalayim Deboim Shiomer Ki Yerushalayim Kamo Nizirim Yerushalayim Kolomar Korbanos, not Nizirim Korbanos Yerushalayim. Okay, so Lamaisa, what's it called? So then according to this, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that Yerushalayim is not good, but Ki Yerushalayim would be good. And the Brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda holds even Ki Yerushalayim not. Achiyidah Bedovra Korib Yerushalayim Kagon Korbanos Menachos Shekraven Lagav Mizbeach Ha'omer ki Yerushalayim lomar klum, delo mekadesh Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim doesn't have any intrinsic kedusha to itself. It's what's in Yerushalayim that's kedush. Where it says the trei tanoi alibur Yehuda, the tanoi masnis and sober ha'omer Yerushalayim lomar klum, ha ki Yerushalayim osur. Yerushalayim mekadesh, right? That Yerushalayim does have that kedusha, and if you said ki Yerushalayim, it means like the kedusha of Yerushalayim. The Tana de Braisa Sover Omer Ki Yerushalayim Morkel. Even Ki Yerushalayim is no good. You have to say Ki Korbono Shel Yerushalayim. The Gesover of Yehuda Lo Niskad Yerushalayim. Right, that doesn't have any intrinsic kedusha. Elim Kein Yomar Kedover Hakorev Yerushalayim. Therefore, you have to say for it to be a nether Kedover Hakorev Yerushalayim. So it comes out L'maisa that the ratio of the Mishnah and the Mitzia is Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah would hold just Yerushalayim is not good, but Ki Yerushalayim would be good, right? Because that's all like the other cases in the middle of the Mishnah, Ki Eitzim, Ki Imrak, all these things, and Ki Yerushalayim also would be. But Rabbi Yehuda says if you just said Yerushalayim, that's not good enough. And the Braisa holds that Rabbi Yehuda argues even on the Ki, and Yerushalayim, even Ki Yerushalayim wouldn't be good.